Welcome into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Of course, along the way, phone lines will always be open. Text line available, 806-745-5800. That's 806-745-5800. Let me say good morning to Dr. Ben Edwards.
Good morning, Wade.
Good to see you. Melody Wilkes, health coach. Good to see you. And we have a special guest on the show with us today.
Live in studio.
Nice. I'm looking forward to this interview. Of course, Lucinda Mann is with us on the program. Of course, she has the Juicy Lucy Farms and Food Truck.
Yes, sir.
We've talked a little bit about this on and off throughout the past several months, and so it's going to be cool to hear what all Lucinda has to say about her business and growing business here in the city.
Well, it's kind of that time of year where spring has sprung and gardens are starting to be planted, or at least prepped and thought about, and those of us who aren't great gardeners, you know, get real excited, and then typically things go downhill pretty fast. Between the wind and the drought and you name it, it can be a challenge. So I'm glad we have experts around who know how to grow food in West Texas. But and the listeners have heard me say many, many times that, and of course the name of the show, You're the Cure. Your body's got the cure. The doctor doesn't have the cure. The nurse practice, the PAs, all we can do is manage symptoms. And that's across the board, whether you're talking conventional medicine or integrative medicine, natural medicine, whatever. A practitioner can only help you treat symptoms. Because the root cause of what's going on with disease, whether it be cancer or heart disease, your top two killers in America, or all the autoimmune disease, and just feeling puny, like fatigue, insomnia, brain fog, you know, all these different symptoms and diseases, the literature is very clear. It's diet and lifestyle. That is the root cause of all these things. 95% of cancer is diet and lifestyle. Same with heart disease, diet and lifestyle. It's not genetics. I always quote Dr. Day, the longevity plan, the book that was published last fall, where he went to China and to this longevity village, and the average person in the village lives to be over 100. Many of them live to be 110, 112, 115. But more than just length of life, the quality of life. At 110, he quotes one of these villagers as saying he was in the prime of his life. He was still out in the garden working, out in the rice field working. He had normal brain function, normal physical body function. And here's the interesting part. Dr. Day drew the blood on these folks in China in this village, and he looked for the genes for Alzheimer's and heart disease and cancer and everything else, and they had the genes, but they didn't have the disease. And the point of his whole book is it's the diet and lifestyle that either keeps your healthy genes turned on or your bad genes turned on and off, you know, vice versa. With stress and high sugar diet and high grain and chemical-laden, you know, GMO-laden diet, nutrient-depleted diet, is going to turn on the bad genes. Dean Ornish proved this with prostate cancer when he took all these guys with prostate cancer, and he put them in 6 months of a dietary and stress reduction program and went back and biopsied the prostates, and the cancer grow gene had turned off, and the cancer suppressor gene had turned on. So, I mean, it's all out there. It's been in the literature for a while now that it's not the genes, it's the diet and the lifestyle.
I'm going to be in a stress reduction test. That would be nice.
A stress reduction test?
Yeah. I want to.
We'll construct one for
no
you.
Stress.
So, when we're talking diet and lifestyle, obviously diet's a huge one. Lifestyle's big. Stress is what Melody's talking about. So it's not one thing. I mean, it's what we have determined four pillars: nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. You got to have all of them. Most people come into our clinic looking to start the nutrition part first because that's kind of the obvious first step, and that's kind of our reputation around town is we're going to change your diet. And it's huge. I mean, you can get so much done just through dietary modification. I mean, that's the thing that blew me away when I first started doing this 5 years ago when I didn't know what I was doing. I knew how to teach people how to change their diet at least. And just
that was a start,
that,
right?
That was a huge start. And that's all I was doing basically, a couple supplements. But I mean, people coming back with their blood sugars normalizing, their blood pressures normalizing, their rashes are going away, their psoriasis, their joint pain, their you know, all this stuff, it was crazy just from the food. And Hippocrates told us this 2,000 years ago, let thy food be thy medicine. So people just don't give enough credit to food. We're not, our culture just doesn't train us up as kids and young adults to think about what goes in our mouth. There's a total disconnect. We just think disease comes out of the blue or just from your genetics, nothing you can do about it. So you just eat for pleasure. You eat for taste. And of course, the food manufacturers know this. So they put lots of things in there that taste good, but they're not nutrient dense foods and they're not beneficial for your health. Farmers and food producers do not get paid by how much micronutrient they can put into the food. They get paid by the pound. So if you can buy or produce as a farmer a whole bunch of wheat, soybean, and corn by the pound, get paid for it, doesn't matter if that corn, soybean, and wheat has nutrients in it or not. Doesn't matter if it has chemicals on it or not. Doesn't matter if it's beneficial for your health or not. The end user's health has zero to do with the equation of conventional farming. It's all, and I understand you got to make a living, you got to make a buck, and that's how you do it. And that's the system. It's just like the medical system. I mean, that system, all these doctors are in it seeing patients every 7 minutes, and I mean, it's crazy. And it's a stressful job being a conventional doctor, and the results are awful. The outcomes are bad. We have the worst health stats of any industrialized country in the world. More of our babies die. We as adults die younger than any other country. We have more disease than anybody. I mean, it's just absolute crazy. But that's the system. That's the medical system. These 7-minute visits, throw a drug at it, doesn't really help. And it's the same in conventional farming. I mean, it's turned into this huge system. You got to have 10,000 acres and mortgage your whole family and go. The banker's really your boss, and you've got to do the man-made fertilizer and chemicals, weed control, and all of this stuff. At least you think you have to, but in that system. But there's this whole other system, just like there is in medicine, this whole other more beneficial way to go about things. So I'm very much a proponent of local farmers on small farms growing food that we can eat that's nutrient dense, because I, as a doctor, am relying on those nutrients in the food to fix the patient. Since I know I can't fix them, I've got to rely on the nutrients in the food to fix them. There are many famous doctors before me that have said stuff like, there's no such thing as disease, but it all boils down to a mineral or vitamin deficiency. That's a rough quote from Linus Pauling, a 2-time Nobel laureate winner. So anyways, yeah, it's a health show, but we're going to be talking farming and gardening and food production today. And probably in the coming weeks with some other folks too, because it's just such an important topic. People ask me all the time, what should I eat? I tell them, number one, you eat real food. And they look at me weird and like, well, I am eating real food, as they're getting their mac and cheese out of a box or their candy bar or something.
I like it.
Just because it's edible and it's sold as food at Taco Bell or where's your
Taco
place?
Villa.
Of Taco Bell.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean it's real food. So real food, number one, meaning if you can pick it, grow it, shoot it, catch it, pretty much, if your great-grandparents knew what it was, if you can pronounce the ingredients on the back of the package. I'm not saying packaged food is totally off-limits, but flip it over, read the ingredients, know what's going in your mouth. If you can't pronounce an ingredient or you don't know what it is, chances are it's probably not real food. So try to eat real food. Try to eat food that doesn't need a food label. That would be the perimeter of the grocery store, your produce section, your meat and dairy section. You know, those middle aisles are full of man food, not God food. So try to eat real food. Try to eat food without a food label. Try to eat food your grandparents would recognize. Try to eat a lot of color. But even the next step up from that is try to eat food that's been grown local. And why do we say that? Because nutrients stay in the food if you pick it when it's vine ripened. There's more nutrient density in that food when it's vine ripened. And if it hasn't been picked 10 days early and sitting on a train or a truck or a cargo ship.
It tastes so much better too.
Yeah, the taste is so much better. And the taste is better because the minerals are in there. I mean, vitamin C, Dr. Day talked about this in his book, is 77% of vitamin C is gone out of a green bean 7 days after you picked it. So that's what grocery store food, although it's better than what's in the middle aisles of your grocery store, that perimeter food, it was still picked early. So if you can find some local farmers, that's even better. And that's where Juicy Lucy Farms comes in. And I'll shut up and quit talking so much, but I wanted to do this intro to remind listeners how important the food is and that you really should get to know your local farmer really, really well. And the better you get to know them and implement the diet of eating real food, the less and less you'll get to know your doctor. And that's good. We've got a little turnover going on at Veritas, a little tangent. A couple of our nurse pracs have to leave, and a new one's coming. And I had a patient get a little upset that their nurse prac's leaving. And I got to reiterate to that patient, hey, I understand your pain here, and I understand your point, but you shouldn't want to get to know your nurse prac that well. It's kind of like your plumber and your lawyer. You want to have a good one when you need them, but you want to never need them. You want to never need a doctor, a nurse prac, or a PA. Maybe once a year come in just for a little check of, you know, how your inflammation markers in your blood are doing. But other than that, you shouldn't be that familiar with your doctor. You should be real familiar with your local farmer, though. So I'll leave it at that for now. But Lucinda Mann, Juicy Lucy as I call her, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I like to start with all our guests, just so our listeners kind of get to know you a little more. Kind of a little bit of your story. I mean, you don't have to go all the way back to birth unless you want to. But kind of really what got you here and got you motivated to get to where you are today. So as far back in your life as you want to go, but just kind of paint the picture for our listeners of who you are and where you came from to get to where you're doing, what you're doing today.
Well, my name is Lucinda. Everybody calls me Lucy or Juicy Lucy, and I grew up in Pampa, Texas, just east of Amarillo. And while we grew up, we didn't have a lot of money. We raised hogs when I was growing up, and I did a little rodeoing. But Mom always had a big garden. So at crack of dawn every morning, it was running through the halls, calling all of our names for us to get up and get out with the hose and start hoeing the garden, because Mom didn't use chemicals either. So we hoed gardens from the time we got up till we went to bed at night. So I wasn't real excited to get back into that kind of life again, but I don't know, it kept calling to me. So in 2008, I started it back up. We had a 15-acre farm, and it started out small. And small wasn't big enough, as I learned the first farmer's market I went to. So every year I've just increased it a little bit. My deal when I started was I wanted to do specialty items that nobody grew around in this area. So I started out with gourmet garlic and grew 19 varieties of gourmet garlic my first year.
Wow.
And that was a big hit. I cut some of it out because some of the garlic doesn't grow well in this area, and some does. So that's what we stick to. And then the next year, it was different root crops. I went into the blue potatoes and different types of potatoes. The Lubbock area is not a real good area for potatoes. It's something with the soil. It doesn't stay loose enough for potatoes, so they don't get very big. So that was kind of a bad crop. But every year, I try something new. My specialty now, I guess, is just the root vegetables, but we do have all the basics as well.
Okay. So the 15-acre farm, which that just sounds crazy. Out here, 1,500 acres would be tiny, for when you're thinking cotton farmers or wheat or sorghum or whatever. So 15 acres, what are you on now?
I still got the 15 acres, and I just partnered up with Mike and Shelley Emery, and they have an additional 10 acres. So all together, we're working about 25 acres of growing stuff, chemical-free. Everything's taken care of by hand. It's all grown with love and a lot of prayer.
Yeah, amen. Well, I mean, that's huge when you're when you think of a garden. You know, if you're hand growing, hand hoeing, and picking and maintaining a garden, even an acre garden is a huge garden.
It's a lot.
So, tell me a little more about kind of what you've put together, because there's been a food pantry, there's been a food truck, and the different kind of things you've done.
I was a part of the West Texas Growers and Producers Association, and I think it was last year, a year ago in October, when the farmer's market ends, there's no place for us to sell or get rid of our product.
Right.
So we kind of got together and we created the Farmer's Pantry, which was over on 50th Street. But overhead is a little more than we could handle. So we come across this truck. Mike Emery had it, and we put it together. And so we have a little mobile pantry truck. We went through all that the city required on all the different licensing and all the different permits we had to have, which was a nightmare, but we finally got it done. And so now we have the mobile pantry, and we have everything from fresh vegetables to grass-fed beef, farm-raised pork. We have chicken eggs, duck eggs, quail eggs, whatever vegetables are in season at the time. Right now we've got lots of greens, salad mixes, head lettuces, kale, chard, all on the truck. We have jams and jellies, hot sauces. We have maple syrup from, of course, it's not from here, but we had a family here in Lubbock whose family was from New York, and they owned the maple trees, and they tapped them.
Yeah.
So we have their maple syrup on board.
Was that Aaron Sisson?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I know him.
Yeah, he's a real good man.
I can testify that maple syrup. It is really good.
Yeah, we got
some
from him. And he used to do a radio show here for the
Texas
Parks and Wildlife.
Yeah.
But, good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. And we just carry out. I got Gouda cheese from Farwell, Texas. A small little.
You can drive your truck here to the station.
We should have got some samples.
I was like, where's my truck, Lucinda? I thought we were
going
to work a deal this morning or something. But anyway, no.
We've got a little bit of everything, and this is planting season right now, so we don't have a lot of vegetables on the truck, but what we do have is all fresh, usually picked that day or the day before. I go to Seminole once a week and pick up from the aquaponic system in Seminole, Primal Gardens, and I get aquaponic grown head lettuces and kale and chard from them, and they have the best tilapia fish you ever ate, and we carry that on the truck too. It's already filleted out. It's been purged 5 times. There's no chemicals. They don't use chemicals in the water, because if you use chemicals in an aquaponic system, it'll kill your fish. So that's one good sign on how fresh.
So it's a little different from, because everybody's, you know, was told, oh, farm-raised fish, don't eat it.
Yeah.
This is a different.
This is a whole different.
Different way of doing it.
Because everything's filtered. The fish do their little business, and that little business is what feeds and grows
the plants.
And then it's all filtered back through. The plants take out what the fish don't need, and it all goes. It's a cycle. It just keeps on going and keeps on going. The fish are also hand fed 5 times a day, so these are nice plump fish. It's really good. It's a good whitening.
I can testify that meat. I mean, we had a tilapia dish a few months ago before I had access to this fish. And then we had the same tilapia dish, you know, a couple weeks ago with this fish from Seminole, and it was just night and day different. I mean, it was so fresh and tasty and just good.
Everybody's telling me it's awesome in tacos.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I want to try fish tacos.
It's really good in tacos.
Yeah, so that system is down in Seminole. I don't know. I haven't talked to them if they sell their local or they sell them just through folks like you and others.
They do a little bit of selling their local, but they haven't got their store completed yet. He's working on building an inside store inside the factory or
the greenhouse.
The greenhouse, and it's going to be huge.
Yeah. Well, I can also testify the lettuce, the salad mixes, they're awesome. I mean, taste-wise, when you compare a bag of salad from the grocery store to your bag of salad, taste-wise, it's way better. And then I just had some last night that I think had been, because I haven't gotten an order from you in a couple weeks. So that salad's 2 weeks old. And normally
that's from Wolf Creek Farms.
It was excellent. And normally that bag salad from the store is starting to get slimy and not good after a week maybe. And this was still really good. So shelf life seems longer.
I'm going to ask you, how do you suggest that when we're at home we preserve our vegetables so that they last?
Well, if you're getting them from the grocery store, you got to keep them in a refrigerator because that's the way they've come. That's what they're accustomed to. Once they've been refrigerated like that and they sit out for any period of time, the bacteria hits them, the breakdown of the warmth starts, and it just breaks them down a whole lot faster. So the sooner you can get it back into a refrigerator, the better off you are.
But your kind, do you like the green bags? Have you seen those? Or the little blue apples that you stick down in your vegetable bed?
Yeah, to deal with the methane that or something that the vegetables release and that spoils them faster.
A blue
apple. The green bags.
Yeah, like a little blue apple that you put. It's got a little packet that you empty into it.
It's supposed to help.
The problem with a lot of that is like your tomatoes and stuff, they're shipped green from wherever they come from.
Right.
And a lot of places, I used to work in a tomato factory, so I know this firsthand. We got the tomatoes at the packing plant green. And then when we got ready to package them to ship them, they were put into a chamber and gassed to make them turn red. They're still hard as a rock, but it made them turn red. And that's when they ship them out. So it puts a waxy film on them. They're just nasty. So vine ripen is the best.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. But if you've got, like, even your vegetables, let's say I buy, a lot of vegetables from you and I want to prolong them, would you say to me, yeah, those green bags are a good way to go? I mean, you can buy these green. I have noticed the green bags do work as far as if you're putting vegetables in a crisper in the refrigerator, instead of just putting them in a plastic bag, but you put them in this green bag thing. Right.
Is it a mesh type bag?
No. It's an actual bag, but it's the way it's designed is it allows some of the noxious. The way they advertise it is a lot of the off-gassing from fruits and vegetables, it allows that to escape because if it stays in a regular bag, it actually makes the vegetable
sweat
or get worse quicker than if it's not in one of these bags. I don't know. I mean, my wife could tell you more about it, but to me it seems like that those things really do help with keeping vegetables and fresher longer in the refrigerator. But you're saying with your products that you wouldn't refrigerate them to begin with, right?
If I sell it to you and it came refrigerator to cool your lettuces, your kale, your chard, those need to be kept cool. They've already been cut from the plant, so they need to be kept cool.
I got
you. But you can buy your squashes and your zucchinis and your tomatoes. You can leave them.
Peppers
to a point, but after a little bit, they start really ripening, and they need to be chilled off to be kept cool.
I notice if you put anything like that in the refrigerator, like in a Ziploc bag, it tastes like the Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
So I don't like to use those. I was trying to look them up to see. They've even got containers there that you can buy.
You mean for the green top thing?
I'll have to check into that more. This is the first I've heard of it. I'm not familiar with that product. So.
I get some of them in my stocking every year for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, you can get them like your husband. You know, all kinds of.
It says made from a mineral that creates a natural storage environment, BPA-free reusable bags. Gets up to 10 uses per bag. Simply rinse and dry the bag to use next time.
I found they work pretty good. I mean, but again, hey, we do have a text here. I know then we need to go to a break and then we'll come back with Lucinda, but this is kind of off subject, but the texter wants to know, Doctor, what is the number one thing you can do for allergy relief to feel better and breath or have good breath maybe?
Breathe well.
Breathe. Okay.
So if they're looking for kind of a quick symptom, like symptom relief right now, as opposed to trying to get to the root cause of it, obviously your over-the-counter Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin type stuff, those are antihistamines, work pretty powerfully. If they're looking for more of a natural option, Natural Dehist, which is a product from Orthomolecular, I think it's their number one selling product. I know when I first met the rep from Orthomolecular, he gave me a bottle of that and said, "That's all you got to do is give this out to your allergy patients, and they'll be lifetime customers." And it does work really well.
Yeah, we use that.
If you follow the directions on the bottle, Natural Dehist from Orthomolecular, we have it at the clinic, or probably Natural Health Market will have it, or online. It's really, really good. And there's a junior version for kids. Beyond that, just keeping your sinuses washed out really good. It sounds too simple, but it really works. That Neomed Sinus Rinse, N-E-I-L, Neomed. And it's just a irrigation with some salt water in your sinuses every night. That's really beneficial. I've also found that Dr. Fit's product, OMG Max, it's a sublingual drop you can use. If you have a history of chronic allergies, you know, every year and you get them, this is a good product that can, I've had patients totally eliminate their allergies by using this homeopathic remedy.
That's the Dr. Fitz.
Dr. Fit, FITT.com, OMG. There's an OMG no spray, but then the OMG Max is a sublingual drop.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I had a patient who suffered from seasonal allergies every spring, and I had him do that for a month, and that's been 4 or 5 years ago. He's never had allergies again.
I tell you, you know, our middle, she doesn't take pills or anything, but she used to have allergies really bad, and I just give her a tablespoon of black seed oil every morning.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these allergies, it's really just an overgrowth of different fungal species, like Candida albicans is one everybody talks about in the integrative world, but there's a ton of different fungal species, and they will grow in the sinuses. In fact, I think it was Mayo Clinic did a study on chronic sinusitis. 98% of these guys, it was all fungal. And it was 3 different fungal species per patient on average, and altogether it's like 100 different species they found in the sinus passages of all these patients. We always were treating it with antibiotics for bacteria. It turns out it was fungal. And that's where the black seed oil and the OMG and some of these other things
honey?
Will come
local
in.
Local honey.
Yeah, local honey is really good too. I mean, the bees.
Tastes a whole lot better.
The bees pollinate all the local plants. So
that's way to go.
When you can get that local honey, it can really help with allergies. But a lot of times just the gut, people are allergic, especially if you're allergic to lots of stuff. Like one of these little kiddos that came to see us a few years ago was allergic to everything. In fact, they just said, you're allergic to outside. You're allergic to dirt and smoke and campfire smoke and everything. But for her, it was her gut. And a lot of people, it is the gut, because 80% of your immune system's in the gut. And if your gut's out of whack, if you've got leaky gut, inflamed gut, you've got probiotic flora that are out of balance, it's going to impact your immune system and make it more hyperactive. So that's it's going to be reacting to all these different pollens and different things. And so healing the gut's always important.
Okay, real quick, I guess, Melody, you can answer this one quickly, and then we'll go back to Lucinda here on these next two texts. But how about Tupperware Fridge Smart Containers? Have you used those? Tupperware Fridge Smart Containers? Ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we'll look into that. Do you know any doctor about
that?
But we'll check into that. That's a good question. Laura texting in, where can we find the mobile pantry locations before I go to break?
On Tuesdays, we park in the Veritas parking lot from 3 to 6. And on Thursdays, we're in front of the Drug Emporium from 3 to 6.
Vitamins Plus.
They're on 82nd.
Uh-huh.
82nd. Mm-hmm. And then starting in April, every Saturday will be, let me rephrase that, April 28th. We'll start our farmer's market on Saturdays, and we'll be out at the Wild West Vintage Decor. That's where our markets will be.
Where is that?
It's way out on West 19th, just past Alcove.
I know where that is.
Okay.
So, we'll go. That'll be great. That's awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580.
I don't want to touch the microphone, because whenever I do that, it falls. And I've had many mishaps in the control room.
That's great. I love giving my wife grief on the show.
You wouldn't think just sitting here in a chair that you would get into trouble. But
you got to get closer to the microphone. By the way, of course, along the way, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. Throughout the broadcast, you can text as well, 806-745-5800. Lucinda Mann here on the program, of course, Juicy Lucy Farms, and we're excited to have her on the program today.
Well, before we get back into our subject, I want to throw out, I was just reading this weekend a study, and this is like daily, it seems like these come out, if not weekly for sure, about these superfoods that improve different health outcomes, and this study was about blueberries. In particular, blueberry powder found to prevent age-related cognitive decline. So basically that mental impairment that comes with age eventually leads to full-blown dementia. And an equivalent of 1 cup of blueberries, they gave it to him in a freeze-dried powder version, taken twice daily, improved their memory function scores and the MRI exams where they're able to see oxygen flow to the different parts of the brain when you're doing different mental tasks. But
why
the point being,
eat it?
Food's powerful. And yeah, this was just a powdered version of it. So imagine a vine ripened version. But
yeah,
food's very, very powerful. We need to give food more credit. So do we have a caller?
Yeah, we'll take the call. Good morning. Welcome into the show.
Hi, Mr. Wadewell. Tell Miss Melody, her beautiful name, Melody, isn't that pretty?
Yes.
With and all of music, medical, military, farming, teaching. But I still say to Miss Melody, she's allowed to bring a fly swatter to work with her. It works on kids, flies, and little husbands.
Do they make one big enough
so
for the husbands? I think that's called a frying pan, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Oh, I used to say, I had a young college kid who loved one of my frying pans. It was two little squares and for two eggs, and the other side was for bacon, and it was a cast iron skillet. And I said, well, I'm tired of using my round skillet. This now square, you can have it.
There you go. Thank you for that call. Very nice.
So yeah, Wade appreciates
she's
that
basically
call.
Saying if you, you know, if I get out of line, you can just hit me
whack,
with a, whack me with a skillet. That's
mm-hmm.
nice. Thank
that
you
works.
For that call. Okay, so right back at it.
Yeah, couple different topics came up off air, but one I wanted to let you talk about a little bit, Lucy, was the other farms that contribute to your food truck. As you mentioned, grass-fed beef and pork and all these different duck eggs and stuff. How much of this are you producing? How much is coming from other farms? And can you talk a little bit about some of those other farms, like the guys in Seminole or wherever?
We get all of our beef is grass-fed, and it comes from MV Produce, and he's out of Tulia. He's third-generation cattle raiser.
And, oh, I've heard of him, too.
Yeah, and it's really, really good beef, and he and his wife and got a little boy named Lincoln. They really love what they do, and they put 100% in it plus. And I teamed up with him this year, and we created a CSA program that's different than it's ever been out there, and I'll go into that in a little bit here later on. But then we have Wolf Creek Farms. He's in Wolforth, and he does all of our pre-mixed salad mixes. And spinaches. Now he's doing some. We get some microgreens. You've had some of the microgreens
yeah,
from him.
Really tasty.
Yeah, and Dutch Farmstead cheese out of Farwell, Texas. She makes all of our Gouda cheese that we're doing. The duck eggs, chicken eggs, quail eggs, the pig. A lot of the vegetables all come from our farm. We hand raise and farm raise all the pigs that we've been butchering for our meat products. Cage-free, free-range chicken eggs. Ducks are even free-range. I can't free-range my quail just yet, but but we're working on
yeah.
something for those.
That's cool.
We have R&R Farms. She makes a lot of the jellies and some pickles on there. Dixon's Farms in Wolforth, they have Grandma Nettie's pickles. They're all on the trailer. Scott's Salsa, we carry him. Then the maple syrup. I know I'm
the quail. Let me ask you about that. Quail eggs, or do you also sell quail breasts, or the quail themselves?
I'm trying to get there. My problem is I work so close with these little critters every day. I'm having trouble doing
the
nasty
thing.
Hey, I can handle it for you.
I think I'd even love my chickens.
I love fresh quail, though. I mean,
we raise
there's nothing
quail
better.
Right now.
I love. Of course, we're big quail eaters at our house, and dove.
Well,
and
maybe
duck.
I need to get with you to show me the proper way to do all this. Right now,
do
I just
dirty work.
I can't get the dirty work
just
done.
Just get Wade out there, and my girls too. My gosh,
all the girls know how to clean them.
All your girls do it too.
They will
oh, yeah.
literally rip the head off of a dove, and I'm just like,
yeah. Well, I've taught them how to clean them right. Yeah.
Catherine went to. I have to tell this funny story. Catherine was in driver's ed last summer, summer before last. Anyway, they were in the parking lot, and there was this dove in the parking lot that its wing had broken, and it was suffering. So what does she do? She walks over there, twists its head off, and all the kids are like, what did you just do? She's like, I just put it out of its misery.
Yeah, I've taught them how to hunt.
Made Daddy proud that
and clean the birds, because it's not. Oh, yeah. It's one thing to shoot them, but then it's like, okay, well, you got to clean them now, girls.
Dirty. Yep.
Got to get bloody a little bit.
So
they love it.
They like it. No, but I that's why, because I love quail. I didn't get any. Honestly, I didn't put any quail in the freezer this year. Got some dove, of course. And wild game, like farming, and you might want to get into this a little bit, Lucinda, and about your CSA programs, because some years there's a lot of quail, and some years, because of drought, there's nothing. And, you know, and as a quail hunter, I remember after the drought of 2011, just like farming, it decimated a whole wide range of things, not just the quail population, but farming too, vegetables, around here anyway.
Yeah, I've been doing quail for over a year now, and I have noticed, since you mentioning dove, because we have all the quail out there, the dove population out there has really, really increased. I guess because it's all the food and water is out there for the quail. The dove are coming in and enjoying it too. So we got a pretty good population of those out there as well, but it's all different.
But now your crop share program, tell us about how that works.
It's called a CSA. It originally started years ago as a community-supported agriculture where – the farmer would put together a packet of what he or she was going to produce for the year, and it would cost you X amount of dollars for 12 to 15 weeks worth of product. And so back then, you put up, let's say, $600 for this share for 15 weeks, and you paid that all up front to the farmer. And this helped the farmer be able to get the seeds and fix equipment and do whatever they needed to do to get the product planted. But the big thing I had a problem with this was if the weather got bad or if a swarm of locusts came in or whatever and wiped you out, the farmer out, it also wiped you out. If you put up $600 or $700 for a box of food that you intended to get over a 15-week period of time, now you don't have anything. So me and Micah from MV Produce got together, and we put together a CSA, which we're starting kind of late in July, basically because that's when a lot of the good healthy foods, your peppers, your tomatoes, lots of color foods will be in more production than earlier, like starting one right now, where you'd only get like lettuces and a few greens. So we put it together in July to run for through October, and in ours we set it up where you pay a $40 membership fee, which is basically to help us get the promotional stuff out there, to get the boxes and the bags to put all this stuff in. And then you pay, we have a five different levels you could get. One has three proteins in it, meaning you get beef, you could get pork, you get eggs, or you could get tilapia. We included the tilapia in with our CSA. Or you could just get three, or you could just get two, or you just get one, or you just get all vegetables. So we did ours on a weekly basis. So if we had a pickup on Tuesday you would pick up your box, but you would also pay me on that Tuesday for next week. So if we had a crop failure or something, you're only losing a week's worth instead of a whole CSA's worth. So we thought this was a whole lot better and give everybody a better chance on picking more of what they wanted in their boxes. I mean, you can get the meats in there.
Yeah, because one week can go different. But you put your order in per week.
Yes.
So the $40 membership, the one-time $40 membership fee, again, that allows you to get the seed, get everything real. So that way you know, okay, I can at least cover my cost of putting it out, depending on which way you go. So I like what you're doing there. That's a unique way to do it, as opposed to, I understand if you did it all up front and then we have a disaster. I still predict, and I don't even want to say it, but I'm very fearful of this summer. We're going to be very much in a drought situation, and it's going to be really hard. Now, that being said, do you irrigate your crop? Do you have drip? You're on a drip system or something?
Yeah.
So they'll still survive. It'll be challenging, but
depending on windstorms, hailstorms.
Yeah, right.
And I really feel like we're going to have some. What weather we do get this year, this is just my feeling, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have big hail, big windstorms.
Hope not.
Everything like that.
So, but according to the meteorologist, that's what Maybe it's what we're looking at.
Can you tell a little bit more about the different packages? You mentioned the three
we have
protein.
Four protein, and the proteins are your meats, your beef, your pork, your fish, or in the eggs. We you can put chicken eggs in with them if you want. And like a four protein with vegetables. And let me emphasize on this. We're putting at least 7 pounds of vegetables in there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You can get more, but you won't never get less.
Wow.
You know, like if you get, when watermelons and cantaloupe and pumpkins come in, those are heavy boogers. And,
oh my
and
God.
Some CSAs, that would be your whole box that week, would be one pumpkin.
Yeah. I bet
that's extras
so
with us. You're going to get your 7 pounds,
yeah.
at least 7 pounds of,
right.
of tomatoes and onions and squash
now,
and zucchini.
This all throughout the year.
It's only going to run through July 14th through October 20th.
Yeah.
It's for 15 weeks.
As it grows, comes off the vine is what's available.
Yeah.
But you can do a four protein with the veggies, the 7 pounds of veggies, or a three protein, or a two protein, or a one protein, all with the veggies, or just get the veggies
only. Yeah.
And it ranges anywhere from $30 a week up to $55.
$55. I want the $55.
I'm telling you guys, if you go to the grocery
store,
it's
outrageous.
I mean, one little box, and I mean little box of raspberries is around like $6.
Yeah.
And asparagus. Natural Grocers had it the other day for, like, I think it was a pound or something. I was like, what? It was like $14.
Oh, my goodness.
Asparagus. I was like.
Yeah, it's gotten way over the top.
This is asparagus season, right?
Well, your prices there are really, really affordable. Because I believe, and I don't, she does all the shopping, but I hear all the complaining. I mean, you know, it is.
No. Every time I get home from the grocery store, he's like, how much did you buy?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Every single time.
It really is. You try to eat right. It costs a lot of money, but something like this allows you to get nutrient-dense foods for not an arm and a leg, uh-huh. what you're paying at the grocery store.
And another thing, when you get it at the grocery store, you really don't know where it originated from.
Could be Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Canada in some places, China for a lot of things.
We support our local farmers. I posted this little meme on Facebook, said you either can pay your local farmer or pay the hospital later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to spend money related to health somehow, somewhere
right.
in your senior life. Most people do it all at the end. And I think it's the number one cause of bankruptcy. Individual bankruptcy is one medical or health issue. Or you can be preventative. Real prevention is this right here, not get on a statin for prevention. This is the real prevention.
Okay, so the text line, Lucy, do you have a website that we can go to sign up and pay the $40 initial fee?
I do have a website, but it's not up there on my website yet. I've been asking people to either meet me at, because I'd like to go over this. I want them to know
you
me.
You want to meet them
I want them to know their farmer and know what they're getting into. So I ask them to either come out to the Veritas location or to the Drug Emporium location, Vitamin Plus location, or catch me out on a Saturday at one of the farmers markets to do this, because I want them to really know what they're getting into.
That makes sense.
And,
you can really explain it to them better.
They get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And
because they're going to have to pick up the product at those locations anyway.
Correct.
The weekly
correct.
Share.
Yes.
Is that where they would go to get
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay, well,
that's Veritas at 50th and MLK, Tuesdays 3 to 6.
Correct.
Drug Emporium on 82nd Street, Thursdays from 3 to 6.
Correct.
Thursdays 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Or Saturdays once the farmer's market.
And this Saturday is Junk Fest out there at the Wild West Vintage Center, and they're having the sale. And I'll be out there both days, Good Friday and Saturday. We're having a farmer's market Junk Fest together. So.
And that's on West 19th past
West
Alcove?
19th, past Alcove, yeah. Wild West Vintage Center.
Okay.
And tell people about your website and Facebook page just so they can stay kind of up to date.
My Facebook page, yeah, that's where most of my stuff is on is my Facebook page, and it's Juicy Lucy's Veggies. I post on there every week where I'm going to be at and what times, what will be available on the truck if we have something new. The website is Juicy Lucy's Veggies as well, the website, and it's in progress, but we're adding product to it.
Well, it's exciting. I'm really proud to have you in here.
Thank you.
I talk all the time about, man, we need some local ag teachers or ag students and just farmers that can open their mind a little bit to doing something
just
different.
From going out to your place and setting up and offering vegetables to your folks. Just hearing the testimonies that come back in from some of your clients on eating, how much better they feel and all that it does for them. It's really hits the heart right here. Makes me feel like I'm doing something good, you know.
You are. Every time you're out there hoeing those weeds.
Yeah. It makes it all worth it.
She has a nice tan going already. I noticed that. That
vitamin D level's great. Well, again, I can't reiterate enough how important food is for the body. I mean, God designed the body to function normally, and it will. You simply give it what it needs, and people understand that when it comes to their vehicles. They'll give it the right kind of fuel, and motor oil and transmission fluid levels are always topped up to premium. And, you know, you're not going to put honey in your gas tank. You're going to give your car what it needs to function normally.
Correct.
Same with the body. It needs certain vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients. We don't even barely understand phytonutrients. There's, I think last time I looked, 100,000 different chemicals, natural plant-based chemicals that are in these foods. We call them phytochemicals. God put them in there. And we're just scratching the surface on our understanding of those and what they're doing in the body, much less the vitamins and minerals. So that is where your medicine's at. Fill the body up with what it needs. It's amazing, really, how resilient our body is when so many of us have been filling it up with stuff it doesn't need for so long. But
Taco Villa.
Yeah. Does Taco Villa have an ad on here?
You I'm telling you, I got to cut it out.
The poster child for Taco Villa. You will see his picture of all locations.
As a kid. Yeah. But it's not good. I get
it's
it.
It's like, hey, there's lettuce on these bean burritos.
Oh, yeah, right.
There is a white tomato and some slimy iceberg.
Oh,
lettuce.
Yeah, right.
My dad used to sing a song about homegrown tomatoes and how tasty those homegrown tomatoes are. And it's not just those. It's all the food that's locally grown because it's vine ripened. It's got the minerals in it. It's got the nutrients in it. So thank you, Lucy, for providing that for us.
Thank you.
Here in Lubbock, and for all you do, to pass our gratitude on to all the farmers you work with, too.
I will. Thank you all very
much. We couldn't be as healthy as we are without folks like you doing what you do.
And again, I guess additional information, if you missed out, of course, this audio will be up at the Veritas Medical website here probably within the day, but you can always reach out to Lucinda again, 773-7084. That's 773-7084.
Correct.
Local, 806-773-7084 to find out where she's going to be. You want to get on the CSA program, you know, that kind of situation, definitely give her a call.
Thank you.
Should be able to work out with you. Dr. Edwards, any final thoughts from you? Appreciate it once again. Great show. We look forward to seeing you back here next week.
Yep. Thanks for having us again. Let that food be that medicine. You're the cure. So go eat, drink, and be merry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll see you back here next Monday on You're the Cure.
Thank you.
Again, check out VeritasMedical.com. We'll be happy to get you the information you need right there. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you back next time on You're the Cure. Stay tuned now. Unconfused coming up next.